drop it low, girl. Dominique, I got a text message that said that you turned it out at the Dell. It's the name of the venue that you played in Philadelphia last night.
The Dell Music Center. I got to give a shout out to them. It was great song. I had a great time. The commissioner, Susan Faye. I had a ball in Philadelphia. They was off the chain last night.
At an outdoor amphitheater, huh?
Yeah, the outdoor amphitheater. It was good. I got to sweat like I was running the full court. But I had a good time. I feel like I'm running the whole court. I mean, where is Bring On The Water? But it was excellent. And I met a lady from D.C., Tom. She said she come to that fan reunion because she's your number one fan.
All right, then. All right.
Jeanette Irvin, she said that she's your fan.
So you've been watching the games?
I've been watching some of the games. I haven't seen all of the games, but I've been watching them here, and it's going good. It's real good. I don't know what happened to Michael Phelps.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about the Olympic games. I'm talking about the Jacksons.
Oh, yeah.
The white Jacksons versus the black Jacksons, because you broke it down on Friday.
Hey, Tom, the white Jacksons, they tell me it's a sweep. I said the black Jacksons can't get one game.
No, they can't win. Right now, the score is 8-0.
They can't get a point.
The white Jackson.
And they letting the little girl do them in, Tom. This is a baby calling all the shots. What the hell? Joe gonna have to step in. They done took Catherine to a concert. They said, okay, we gonna rub it in. Let's go see what this BS about without my daddy. And set up in the concert, tweet, look at this here. And the grandmother ain't even know where she was at. She was just waving. She was like, "We at the Kingdom Hall. Where are we, man?
We at the Kingdom Hall.
Where are we? Because I hear singing, and who are these guys up there singing?" And they said, "Grandma, them the Jacksons." She said, "Well, who are the Jacksons?" The other kid, the Jacksons ain't know where she was at. She up there waving. She ain't know where she was at. And I can't understand. They couldn't even find the woman 3 days ago and was on TV crying. Now she at a concert. I said, these white Jacksons cold blooded. And their children, I said, they are cold blooded. I said, parents know she need to be a lawyer because she cold blooded. You going to win some cases with her. I said, oh, Lord. And they up here at the concert. I said, that's why people call them Wacko Jacko. You ain't going to say your mother was missing. 3 days ago, you crying, come on, but they won't let me talk to my mother. Here she come at the concert waving. I said, yeah. I said, parents got jokes. And she told Blanket and her brother, oh, y'all going too. We going to stand strong with grandmother. We going to this concert.
The white Jacksons versus the black Jacksons.
They said when Jermaine was singing, his solo parents were sitting there saying, look at your head. Look at that head, dude. You ain't even get a head, dude. Said he made him nervous. One time he had to get a piece of paper to look at the words. Said that little girl is making me nervous right there. They was like, who, the white Jackson right there? You know what I'm talking about. Sitting there staring at me.
Did you hear about this couple in Mississippi, a black couple? They wanted to get married in this church that they attend, which is predominantly white. Well, when they asked the preacher, and the preacher said, I can't marry you. I lose my job. We're in Mississippi, and my parishioners will not allow me to marry a black couple in this predominantly white church.
What black couple in Mississippi would go to a predominantly white anything? They need to look at their history. Black people in Mississippi and white people not going to ever be on one accord. I said, these people got to, that's what I'm talking about, civil. That's how you get unchurched right there. That's exactly what makes you unchurched. You ain't going to marry me because I'm black, and I don't know what kind of black people these are. Tom, I spot racism 60 seconds flat without walking anywhere. I'd be like, okay, it's funny style up in here. I was on the road in the boondocks one time and went to Waffle House and looked around. They said, may I help you? I said, hell no, you can't help me. I'm trying to get where I'm going. I ain't got time to go to emergency room for food poisoning. And they ain't take no hints. Tiandra, she ain't take no hints. You ain't think every time they told you to fry chicken and bring collard greens to the church picnic and watermelon, that's a hit right there. She's so caught up in spirit time. She don't even know she had a KKK rally. I said, what is wrong with them?
Now, they belong to this church? They tithe at this church and everything?
I don't know if they tithe. I know they
It sounds like they belong like you belong to a church is what it sounds like to me.
Right.
But they put money in the collection plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the black money work. It's just the skin that don't work. The money green. So they taking the money. When they said get married, they was like, nah, we like to see brides in white dresses with white skin. We ain't marrying them.
And whose idea was it? Was it his or hers?
It probably was his because, you know, he older. He like, you know, he a little older. He probably was like, no, they love us in here.
No, he probably said, yeah, let's get married at the white church. Knowing damn good and well they weren't going to be able to marry them.
Oh, that's how he got out of it. That's how he got out of it.
Anthony Brown. Yeah, let's go to the white church.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're going to get married. Let's go to the white church knowing darn well ain't no white church in Mississippi going to marry you.
Right.
No, they love white women more than anybody would say. We need me to go to Texas, baby. We can't do this down here.
That's a slick player's move right there.
Yeah, Mississippi. Yeah, I think that's what he was doing. He said, if I ask them, I know they not going to do it. Even the people that was coming to the wedding, about we had guests coming. Wasn't nobody coming up in there. No white church in Mississippi. I would have said, I ain't coming, but I'm going to send y'all a nice love offering. Why? Because I don't know what's going to kick off up in there with these people. So all the black churches in Mississippi, you couldn't find an Agape Baptist church or nothing?
Nothing.
First Baptist in Mississippi, keep driving, because they God don't want you up in there. You need to keep moving. Go down the street somewhere.
You're back in the studio on Wednesday, Dominique.
I'm back in the studio on Wednesday, so.
All right. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you Wednesday.